2014, obviously a big year for Broncos free agents. Peyton Manning, coming off that Super Bowl loss, needed some weapon, needed to re-up. The Broncos lose Eric Decker. Enter Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah, number 10 came in here, and he, right off the bat, was, the guy who you knew was going to be a good media go-to.
Feels good to be a Bronco. I want to thank Pat Bowlen, John Elway, and, of course, John Fox for bringing me here. This is a team that, you know, I wanted to go to during free agency, and somehow, some way, it ended up happening, so... You know, God is good.
I like the glasses look.
Yeah, where did that come from?
Do you remember seeing E with glasses?
No, I think that's the only time. You know, he wanted to come in here and be like, look, I'm ready to study and get to work. Maybe he's trying to impress Peyton, you know, like, hey, I'm going to get my nose in that playbook.
A little bit more casual than Peyton's press conference, a little bit more laid back just because it was on a Sunday. He was the third wide receiver behind Mike Wallace and Antonio Brown for a lot of years in Pittsburgh. Became the number two guy his final year there, but never really hit a 1,000-yard season. That changed when he got here.
Yeah, and you just didn't know, like, how is he going to come in and mesh with everybody. You knew that he was really quick, and you knew that when he touched the ball, he was going to catch it.
Well, he had probably one of the best bites in recent memory as far as an introductory press conference, and that was, of course, wide receiver heaven.
So to play with Peyton Manning is like wide receiver heaven. You know, I feel like he's one of the greatest quarterbacks to play the game. Definitely, you know, I look up to him a lot in terms of his preparation, and I know that he's going to make me a better player, whether it's mentally and physically. And, you know, I know that I'm in a great environment.
I would say so.
Yeah, I think that it worked out okay. I mean, he went to Pro Bowls. They won the Super Bowl. So, I mean, playing with Peyton Manning, I mean, he's played with so many Hall of Fame-type wide receivers in Indy and here. He always makes the players around him better, you know?
Well, we've heard so many times people in the Denver media and the national media will come to him and be like, hey, remember that time you said that Peyton Manning was here and it was wide receiver heaven?
Yeah.
Like, do you still feel like that? Or do you still feel like you can be successful? And to his credit, he's always said yes. He believes so hard in himself and his ability to make the other guys around him better.
Home run ball. He's got Sanders there. Sanders at the goal line. Touchdown, Denver.
Predicting the future, though, let's see what he said about playing with the other wide receivers in his group.
You know, I know Demaryius Thomas, you know, really well. I haven't got the opportunity to meet Wes and those guys yet, but I know that we'll make it work. And because at the end of the day, I know they're coming in with the same goal as me, and that's to win a championship.
What type of relationship do you think he has with DT as far as just playing off each other? Because in the locker room, you see it, they have a great relationship, but I feel like that bleeds onto the field a lot.
I think that they work really well together. You know, like Demaryius is that home run threat, big time, bigger guy. He is that smaller guy who can work across the middle. He's also a home run threat, but I think that they play off of each other really well. And like you said, their lockers are right next to each other in the locker room. I think they're really close friends. And, you know, like if Emmanuel has a big day, DT has a big day, the offense is usually having a big day too.
Next up on our free agency flashback list, we're keeping it in 2014. This time on the defensive side of the ball, a future Hall of Famer. We'll be back.